You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 50.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード50番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're talking about pets and the differences in pets that we keep between Japan and the US.
そうですね。ペットの話はまた面白いと思うね。ちょっと違いはあるだろうなと思うけど。What kind of pets have you had besides cats and dogs? I know you've always been a cat lover and いつも猫がいるのは知ってるけどさ。それ以外だと。
Yeah, because my family are cat people. So my parents are too. And so we've always had cats in our household. But outside of cats, I think with my parents and that household, I don't think we've ever had other pets. But I currently have a ball python snake, which was gifted to me from a friend who's really into reptiles. So like she was actually my roommate at one point, and she's an animal lover as well. So she had birds, like the little finches, and she's also had goldfish. So, you know, I got to live with them, obviously, because we were roommates. They weren't mine, but they were super cute. And they like follow you around the house. Like if you're on one side of the tank, the goldfish will hang out on that side. And if you go to the other side of the room, the goldfish will hang out on the other side of the tank. So they were so super cute. You know, with my ex Beau, we had he had a dog. It was his dog, but you know, we lived together, and so we had a Reno who was a mixed breed dog.
So 本当にいろいろ、yeah.Python was,
It's a funny pet because I'm always surprised. Like, I've always liked snakes. I've never owned, she's my first snake that I've had as a pet. But I didn't realize how many people are scared of snakes until I actually had one. And like, you know, when guests would come over or we would have a party, people are like, oh my God, you have a snake. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near it. And 結構怖い人がいっぱいいるんだよね。
そうだと思う。ヤコももう世の中で三大怖い生き物って言ったら、まずサメ、シャークでしょ。それから bees、
oh, okay.
I'm terrified by bees. And my third one is snakes. ちょっとやっぱ怖いよね、あの家にいたらしかもなんか男性が飼ってるっていうのは なんとなく想像つくんだ。 Reptiles がすごい好きな男性ってヤコも何かは知ってるからさ、だけど女の子が I didn't think it was yours.
Most people don't think it's mine. Because what happens is people come over or they learn about the fact that we have a python, and they would come to me and be like, are you okay with John having a snake?
Yeah, そう思うのはわかるよ。
And then I have to be like, well, she's actually my snake.
じゃあそこの感覚は同じだね。日本だろうが。じゃあ多分ヤッコも、I think I speak for a lot of Japanese, so in this case.
Yeah, yeah, and she's not a small snake, you know,
she's huge!
She's about 4 feet, which is just over a meter, maybe?
でかいよ。やっぱりね、また思い出したよ。Okay, so but I have a question for you.
Okay.
How do you name your pets?
So that's a great question. Because I really love Japanese pet names. Like, Pooch とか結構日本の名前って可愛いじゃない? And so, you know, our first cats were like Mimi と Chacha, which are obviously Japanese. Mike
was Japanese as well.
But what's funny is, like, so when you write the name Mike, it looks like Mike.
Yes,
and so
does.
I had somebody ask me, like, your first pet's name was Mike? And I was like, no.
そうだよね。確かに。そのままだね。
Yeah.
With a K.
Yeah. So all of our cats have had Japanese names. Like my sister's cat's name was Taro.
No.
Oh, actually, you know what? I lied. I have one cat. Her name was Venus, named after the planet.
Oh, yes. I remember Venus too.
But obviously, Umi and Mizu are Japanese words that they're named after. And Loki, our python, she came with that name. So we didn't give her that name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, なるほどね。そう。そのちーちゃんちの猫が代々その日本の名前がついてる。ミキがヤッコにとってなんか最初の猫って感じがするからさ。Mm-hmm. I've never named a pet.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's why I wanted to ask. And when we had the 鳥がいた時も my brother named them.
Oh, okay.
He was like 5, I think. And so he had these weird names, which made no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
ピチとロパとかなんかね、全然もう全然よくわかんない名前で。
はい、
we had two turtles, which my brother named Michael and Anthony.
Oh my gosh, those are funny names.
I know, for turtles?
Yep.
なんでって思ってたんだけど、the funny thing was, my brother had named them Michael and Anthony, and my mom named them, she had her own names for them. which was Kikugoro and Somegoro or something like that, because she's a kabuki freak.
I love those.
yeah, so it's like really weird having these names. Yeah.
The one thing that I find to be interesting in Japan is I think because maybe it's the city living that there's so many more cafes, like the cat cafes, the right owl cafes, and the different animal cafes that are available, like the bunny cafe.
はいはいはい、そうなんだよ。
結構あるよね。
そう、あれね。なんでここまで流行ってるのか、やっぱ未だによくわからないんだけど、ものすごい人気だし、まあ多分日本のお客さんもすごいいっぱいいるんだけど、海外のお客さん、like, there's a lot of foreigners in line to go into these なんとか cafes and it's so popular now.
I wonder why that is.
まあもしかしたらやっぱり一人暮らし、都会で一人暮らししててアパートに住んでてさ、でね、仕事行っちゃうとほったらかしになっちゃう、一人でかわいそうだっていうんで、買わずにそういうところに行ってなでなでとか、触れ合うっていうのもあるのかなと思うけど、
I get that though. If I didn't have cats, I would want to go to a cat cafe. Because there was a period of time. Oh, I had Mr. Murphy, which is an English name, obviously.
そうだ、Mr. Murphy もいた。
He came with the name, so
okay.
You know, because I adopted him when he was 13 years old. But after he passed, there was maybe a year or two where I didn't have a cat. And whenever I would see a cat out and about in the world, like I would want to drop everything and run towards the cat to pet it. Because I was like so deprived of having a cat. I was like, oh my God, I feel like a total crazy cat lady.
You are a crazy cat lady. Well, that's not a crazy cat lady, dude. 言い方ってさ、is it いい言葉？褒める言葉っていうか。
No, it's so the crazy cat lady is oftentimes it's referred to as a single woman who's usually older and you know never got married and instead of having a family she has like 12 cats, right? And so it's kind of a joke now of like the crazy cat lady who has like 50 cats in her house or whatever it is. So if you're an older woman who's single and have lots of cats, you're likely to be called the crazy cat lady. But what's happened is it's become kind of a trendy phrase to the point where men will be like, oh, I'm a crazy cat lady because they really love cats or something.
そう、なるほどね。すごい猫好きの人に使える表現なんだね。
And they like wear cat sweaters and, you know, cat bags and stuff. That would also be a crazy cat lady.
なるほどね。ちーちゃんが自分のことをクレイジーキャットレディなんだよねって冗談で話すのは聞くけどさ、 I didn't know if it was okay for me to call you a crazy cat lady.
Well, I couldn't deny it, that's for sure.
そうだよ。
I think where the pet thing goes to a weird place for me is when people wear cat sweaters and things like that, and also when people dress up their pets.
あれね、やっこはね、結構違和感を感じるんだよね。あのまあちーちゃんもそう感じるんだったら、まあやっこも変ではないんだなって思うけど、like、ちょっと逆にかわいそうにも感じるっていうかさ。
I agree. I feel bad for the,、okay. the cats or the dogs because they look so humiliated.
やっぱりそうなのかな。こうちょっと恥ずかしい感じあるかな、動物からすると。
I think so.
Okay.
So there was this one Halloween where my friend who's a photographer was putting on an event where you could bring your pet dressed up for photos.
Oh,
and so I had brought my friend's dog because I didn't have a dog. We got him a cute little shark outfit, and so I had brought him. But in front of me was another friend of mine who had two dogs. One was like a little tiny dog, and one was a really big dog. Hi. And the really big dog, his name was Moose.
Oh.
And so she had dressed Moose up in this clown outfit where he had like a rainbow collar around his neck and then kind of a clown hat.
Hi, hi, hi.
But if you look at these photos, this dog looks so mortified and so humiliated. And you can just see it in his face.
Oh my gosh, that's so kawaii.
I know. So we were, you know, we're like, oh, poor puppy. He's just so miserable wearing this clown outfit.
That's not good. Yeah. Like, なんつうの、まあ、そういうスペシャルオケーションなら、なんか、ああ、かわいいって思えるけど、
mm-hmm.
しかも、まあ、本当にドレスアップするっていう感じだったらさ、でも、それでも全然楽しめてないんだね。多分、あの、日本の方がそれやってると思うんだよね。Mm-hmm. もっと、その服を着せる、あの、スペシャルオケーションとかじゃなくて、
mm-hmm.
I don't see that much in this US.
No, so. The only times, I mean, you do see it with like little dogs sometimes, but I think what you see more of are dogs wearing raincoats because the owners are trying to keep their dogs as dry as possible. Or if they're a really short-haired dog. So one of my girlfriends has a pit bull and it's very, has really, really short fur. But she lives in a place that's really cold and can get really snowy. So sometimes she'll put a sweater on her dog to keep her warm. Not necessarily, but you know, it's a lot of work for the owner because they get wet and then they go in your car and they're smelly and it's just a mess. So sometimes it's easier just to put a raincoat on your dog and keep him dry. Some dogs don't like to get wet, but most dogs don't really care.
でも確かにそうだよね。車に乗せるってことを考えると、ちょっと濡れてると汚れちゃうもんね。だからオーナーにとっては大変なんだけど。
I think that pet ownership in and of itself gives you more... What am I trying to say? I feel like sometimes when you have the responsibility of a pet or like a child, for example, it makes your problems seem less important.
なるほどね。なるほどね。だ、それはいいことだね。そこは大事だな。いや、いいことだと思うよ。
それは。
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.ヤッコのドリームペットはね、犬とか猫とかじゃなくてね、馬とかね、ドルフィンだったからね。It was just a little too hard. なので。
I know, I always want farm animals. Like, I was like, oh, let's get some goats or let's get some chickens. And John is always like, ダメ。
あ、そうなんだ。ちいちゃんはそういうのが欲しくって、ジョンがダメなんだ。
Yeah, so I'm like, fine. So we'll probably always have cats because he's very much a crazy cat lady, as am I, so.
そうだね。But もうね、昔から、もうちいちゃん家行けば必ず猫がいるっていうのが、It's like, こう、なしではいられない感じはするからさ。
I think, yeah. secretly, I think it's because of my dad. Because I think he's kind of a serious...cat lover and
そうなんだ
yeah so
おじさんなんだ
you know he's kind of a I'm a man and you know in one regards he kind of has this front where he's like oh I don't really care that much but he's always the one that fed the cats and would like 抱っこして歩き回ったりしてるのが was always my dad
Ooh.
One vacation my parents and my sister and I we went to Hawaii on the Big Island and we were staying in this condoWhere there was a big deck that was on the outside where the dining table was. So you would eat dinner outside on the balcony. And this stray cat would come by and he had like one eye and was kind of scrawny looking. But he would jump up onto the balcony and beg for food.And my dad's like, oh, don't give him any food. Like, he'll keep coming back. And so we're like, okay, ちょっとかわいそうだけど, okay, you know. And then we're putting our dishes away and we're cleaning up after dinner.And my dad's like making this cat like a special meal with like hot dogs and rice.
マジで? 全然言ってる、言ってることが違うじゃん。
So,
おじさんなんだね。
He's like a in the closet pet lover.
そういうことね。Yeah, because I never imagined it was your dad because、mm-hmm.It did feel like, お家にいるけど、まあ、可愛いよね、ぐらいの感じで、に見えてたもん、おじさんの感じは。
No, he's totally a cat whisperer. Even with Reno, sometimes we would bring Reno to my parents' house, and they would watch him for a weekend or whatever. And Reno loved my dad, followed him everywhere. And they were like, inseparable.
マジで。あ、本当。あ、じゃあなんか持ってるんだね、そういうのね、おじさんね。
Yeah, like all the animals love him.
Yeah, それは意外だな。I always thought it was your mom.
Nope, so. Nope, it's definitely my dad. So I guess the question is, who is the animal whisperer in your family?
yeah, that is a good question.
And what kind of pets do you guys have? Like, I would love to hear that on Instagram, on Facebook. Let us know.
みんながどういうペットとどういう過ごし方してるのかも聞きたいしね。本当 Facebook とか Instagram でシェアしてくれることを期待してます。
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And we look forward to talking to you all next week.
はい。そうですね。また来週お会いしましょう。それでは、さようなら。
バイバイ。Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。